This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday, and if you want to be a part of the program, by all means, call or text Cities One Plumbing and Heating Talk and text line 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get in touch with us. If you call, you'll get Josh here in the studio. He'll put you through. Or if you text, it'll come right to my laptop sitting in front of me, and we'll get you right on the air. So either way is good. 651-461-9226. Doug, how you doing today?
Oh, not so bad, Stevie. How about yourself?
Yeah, good, good. The one thing I have noticed, and I kind of use those Google programs, and I call those spreadsheets and the document, et cetera. And I, sure. I can't remember what you call them, but they're embedded in Google, and you can use that sort of stuff. But I found myself paying a little every month to have access to Microsoft Word and Excel, et cetera. And I know we've talked about Libre and that sort of thing, but I found it worth the money, and I generally don't like giving money to Microsoft, but in this case, I just kind of made the decision. It's handy to have that subscription. It's handy to have access to those programs.
You know, here's the thing. I think when Microsoft rolled out Office 365, they took a different tact. They really, I think, built Office 365, and yes, it had some issues, it had some problems, but they were on it to clean it up as fast as possible. I think they really believe that Office 365 and a neutral, wide area network solution is their future. I really believe this. I think that they foresee the day where, you know, this Azure or whatever version of 365 you're using, they think it's probably going to take the place of actually the operating system. Eventually, Microsoft Windows, they're going to have to start thinking in terms of Linux or Unix or a different format. If I were them, I'd just create a whole new operating system, which they probably are. I don't know. But it's really interesting, the attitude that they have towards 365. I can't disagree with that decision. That's a good decision. Flip side is, I would certainly have something else as a backup.
Oh, no, no doubt, because at work, you know, we're in Google, and I can't remember what the big name is for.
That's probably Workspace. At work, they've just changed it. Yeah, well, see, Google's gone through some transitions, too. You know, from Google Apps to Legacy to Google Suite And now we got the Workspace, which is a paid-for program. It's supposed to be $6 a month per user. But if you're in the dashboard and you happen to make a mistake, you could increase that $6 a month per user to $25 per user a month at the snap of a button. So you got to be cautious. Be careful.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I found, you know, Google Sheets and Google Docs, it's different enough, and in certain applications with certain things, it's worth a few extra bucks to me anyway to be able to access Excel and Word and PowerPoint, etc. And like I say, it's more of a convenience factor. It's just different enough. And over the years, I've spent a lot more time in Excel and a lot more time in Word. Docs is pretty close. You've brought up Libre. They're fine. But it is the one thing where I feel like they've priced it reasonably. It works reasonably well. I'm not a big fan of Outlook. I don't use that stuff anymore. But
there are a lot of people that do, though.
Right. But I still think Word, Excel, PowerPoint, those sorts of things, paying them a few bucks a month. And I wish I would follow that model a little bit more. Like I say, you and I have talked about the operating system. Mm-hmm. You know, why do we go through this nonsense of 8 and 10 and 11 and, you know, just give us an operating system and update it when necessary. And if you have to charge us a few bucks here and there, we get it.
Well, and I don't know if too many people are aware of this, but if I'm not mistaken, it was Microsoft that actually came up with the initial, how do I say this, idea of software as a service. Yeah, this way you pay by the month, we've got cash flow every month, and we just sell it as a service. And I think it was Microsoft that actually created that whole concept. Today, SaaS, software as a service, is huge. It's global.
Yeah.
And I foresee the whole business to go that way. But when you're talking about the differences between Office and Libre, I think it's going to be continuity. No matter what you're using, it has to be almost identical, because otherwise we're dragging down people's work and taking much longer than what's needed. And I see that it's coming together quite a bit in operating systems, and I think it's going to happen with Office products as well. Now, that said, Microsoft has a tremendous head start on all the rest of them. And just their Excel, you're talking about Excel? There are things that you can do in Word and Excel that would take you an enormous amount of time in an open source package. It really is.
Yeah. And the point being in all of that, navigating and learning how to do certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And relearning that, it is doable. But if you need to be, you know, fluent in multiple, it can get a little cumbersome. By the way, if you want to reach your program, Cities One Plumbing and Heating Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. We have Jerry in St. Paul on the line. Jerry, you're on the air with Doug.
Yeah, hi, Steve and Doug. Doug, I think you know who I am. You worked on my computer several times. I've been shut down now for about 3 days. I can't get my computer going, and I called your phone number, and the recording came on, said this is no longer Doug Swinhart's phone number.
Yeah, I got a thing going on with Google Voice and AT&T. I hope to have that solved fast. Jerry, I will give you a call after the show, but we can discuss this a little bit. Is it not starting at all? Are you hearing any fan noise?
Well, a message came up that said that the security warning, the date on my computer changed to September 19th, 2019. And no matter what I do, I can't change it. I've tried to go to the instructions, Linux Mint forums, and I don't understand all the jargon in it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'll give you a call after the show today. We'll get that taken care of.
Thank you.
No problem. Sorry for the delay, Jerry.
All right. Jerry, thanks for the call.
Yes, man.
And by the way, if you want to reach Doug, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program, and Doug will reach out to you during the week. Here's a good one from our text line, and I think this is true for a lot of different electronic devices. What do you recommend for cleaning the touch screen on a laptop? Because they can get grimy.
I buy this stuff from Amazon. It's a lens cleaner for cameras. Zeiss Z-I-E-S-S, I believe. And it's cheap if you buy it that way. I think I buy 3 12-ounce bottles or 8-ounce bottles for like $12 or $13. I bought 3 of them when we first moved in 2017. I got 1 left I haven't opened yet. Don't use much. I just very lightly spritz on there. And I kind of like working with a Kleenex, that part, because it just gathers it all up. And if you're starting to streak, take a soft cotton or microfiber and just buff it a little bit. Don't overdo it. People don't know this, but a lot of these monitors, the screens, actually have a very, very thin layer of silk. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But it's like a silk screen over the top of this thing. And sometimes dirt gets behind that, and it might take 2 or 3 cleanings to get it off. But once they get them done, and never, I always tell people, don't be cleaning them when they're on if you don't have to. Now, if you're in the middle of something and you get a big fingerprint that's in your way, yeah, maybe take a wipe it off. But normally speaking, you're going to want to have that thing shut off because it will keep from gathering static. I just love that. Zeiss. I think it's Z. What's it? Oh, here I got right here. Yeah, Zeiss lens cleaner. I think it's out of Germany. If I'm not mistaken, but this is recommended for Nikon cameras. Olympus, I think, was recommended for a number of years. If you go out and you buy something that says for your computer, for your monitor, prepare to pay. You know, it's like anything else. There's a lot of cross marketing out there, but that's actually the best thing I've ever found. I do not believe in window cleaner. I certainly don't believe it. I have one guy that was taking a newspaper and cleaning it. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that's the glass on the window on the outside. Whole different deal when you're working with an electronic device.
Yeah, and you may want to check with your manufacturer. Now, smartphones, they typically have like Gorilla Glass or something like that. That's a lot more durable, a lot more sturdy. But touchscreens, monitors, etc., you're right about the coating. You want to make darn sure. Another thing, and you can find them as well, are just kind of the lint-free cloths or a lint-free towel, if you will. And those
that's
are available.
That's the microfiber I was talking about.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself going through a lot of it, just go into some place that sells car parts. Tell them you're looking for some microfiber. You get a whole bundle for like $8. Then take them home and cut them up in 6-inch squares, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and it is a big deal because I think Kleenex or paper towels, they will leave some lint behind, et cetera. So you need to be very careful when you clean this stuff because it will scratch. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and I always use the Kleenex first, so I'm not soaking up that microfiber with the Zeiss. And just so you know, Steve, I even use the Zeiss cleaner on my cell phone. It's just bam, bam, 2 squirts, quick wipe, and I'm done.
Yeah. So by all means, they can be clean, but no harsh chemicals. Windex, no. I would avoid any harsh household cleaner. You want to make darn sure you don't damage that monitor or that screen. Quick break. We'll come back. Much more Tech Talk on the way with Doug today, and you can be involved. Cities One Plumbing and Heating talk and text line 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday. Doug's on the air between 3 and 4 o'clock. And by the way, you can catch the podcast wherever you like podcasts. WCCO Tech Talk is how to find it on our website, WCCORadio.com. And you can check out today's show and previous shows right there. Doug, we talked about monitors and cleaning, etc. This is always a popular topic. If you have a Windows machine, you should be doing regular maintenance, and Pervasor is what you should be using.
Absolutely wonderful program. You pop that baby in, nearly every computer that I put this on, I just instant, I get like a 20 to a 30% increase in speed and performance, and it's just rock solid stable. A lot of times that's the only fix you do. I got to get people a computer. Well, here, I don't know how did I even charge you for this? Just take it and pay me what you feel is fair. And it's that impressive. It's just unbelievable. I just love that program. Can't say enough about it. Pervazer.com. Everybody should have it.
And really what it is, you know, kind of a clean tool. It's like going out and cleaning the garage. Same thing with your computer. That's literally what it's doing.
Oh, no doubt. If you were going to do that by hand, you would probably spend 2 years just to learn about what to do. Then you'd have to come up with a routine that comes into every directory and searches for the files, takes out the ones that are necessary or no longer necessary and unuseful. You have to learn about shell bags and buffers and files, and it would just get to be enormous. This simplifies it. So it's a wonderful, wonderful package. Wonderful package. I'm looking for an alternative like that for Linux. And they've got several. One's called Bleach It, but it doesn't come close to what Pervasor does.
Yeah, and you brought this up as we get into the holiday shopping season. We bring this up around the end of school and grad parties, et cetera. Careful when you're buying technology for that young person in your life. It's easy to go wrong. It's better to do a gift card. Better to say, hey, let's go shopping, something along those lines. If you want to buy electronics, even when it comes to buying and you're going to go big and give someone an Xbox or a PlayStation, that's really generous. Get them involved.
Yeah, yes, I couldn't say it. Do them the favor. If you really love them, which I'm sure you do because you're spending that kind of money, get them involved before the purchase. It's well worth it. And I should mention too, Steve, I've been watching prices waiting for Black Friday. Oh, baby, are we going to see some computer prices that's coming up here on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and afterwards? They're talking in the background now, the manufacturers, about not just the holidays, but they're talking about overstock. Many, many, many of them have misjudged how many units are going to sell, and now they're overstocked. So you're going to see some tremendous prices. An Asus Toughbook, one of the nicest laptops there is. i5, 256 gig SSD drive. This thing is built to military standards. $500. Gorgeous computer. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling. That same computer 5 years ago, or 4 years ago even, was selling for almost $2,000. It's just tremendous. Just tremendous buys. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season this season. I think where people are going to have trouble is delivery. If you're planning on shopping online this year, I'd get it done early. So I think FedEx and UPS and even the U.S. Postal Service, I think there's going to be a lot of people shopping online. It's going to put a lot of stress on our delivery companies. That's just my thought.
Well, and I still think there's a ripple effect for people that don't pay attention, that the big trucking company that shut down and – There was a big one, and it may have been Yellow Freight, one of those. But I think that's had a ripple effect and a much higher volume. And as we know, more and more sales are going online, more FedEx, more UPS, and for that matter, the United States Postal Service. So there is a lot of pressure on shipping around the country. So you certainly want to be available or aware of that.
And the post office, they're suffering getting enough help to get in to put people to work, which I can't remember in my life ever being a problem. I mean, if you had a job at the post office when I was a kid, you had a great job. Remember, Steve? I'm sure it was that way where you grew up in your neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
But they're having trouble filling these spots. I don't quite understand it, but they are. And it's a lot of work. It really is, especially now. But that's I would really watch that. We plan on doing most of our shopping online, but I think we're going to have it all done probably a couple days after Thanksgiving.
All right, from our Cities One Plumbing and Heating talk and text line, Kevin from New Prague, a new HP laptop, 5G, Windows 11. When tried to install Zoom, it tells me it's not a Microsoft verified app. How do I install Zoom on my laptop?
Yeah, there's a method that you had to go through. You can set up Microsoft Windows to only accept applications from the Microsoft Store. If I'm not mistaken, you got to go into Settings and Users and take that user and select Developer Account and do a little reading on this because you don't want to get too carried away. But then you're going to be able to get apps. I'm surprised it doesn't give you an alternative too. Most of the new computer setups will just automatically put up the screen. There's another little blurb down at the bottom that you can click, and it'll say, just do it anyway. And it's possible that that's not set up that way, but That's one of the first things you take care of with Windows is get that thing opened up. So I want to go get Pervasor. There's a lot of things that I want that might not be on the store. It's just a good idea to get that taken care of. But you're looking for, also, you should be able to find it under Update. And look for developer mode, and that you'll walk you right through it. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, another thought on all of that, all the programs available, like Zoom, et cetera. The one thing I will say, Google Meet's pretty good. You know, I brought up earlier where I generally prefer Microsoft Excel and Word. Mm-hmm. It's just easier for me to navigate versus like Google Docs or Google Sheets, et cetera. But Google Meet is a very nice program. They do a really good job on that.
Well, you know, even Zoom was actually built on the original format of what Google had for a chat or a meeting place, I should say. And you're right. I think that Google is doing that right. I think they were a little embarrassed when we first got into the COVID thing and Zoom took off the way that it did. They thought that should have been them, and it really should have. Had they not missed the ball before, Google's done that a couple times. They're just ahead of themselves. And maybe it's just because they introduce it. I don't know. But don't give up on it quite so early. If it's a good product, stick with it. Stay with it. And they're making a lot of changes with Workspace as well. In my opinion, maybe too many, but we'll see what happens in the end. It's a tough, tough world to be competitive out there today. There's a lot of great products out there on the net. A lot of them.
We have much more coming up here on Tech Talk today with Doug. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to reach out to the program. You can do it on the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And keep that handy. It's good for all our shows, starting with the morning news with Vanita, continuing through the day. Jason DeRush in the afternoon, the Lake Show with Henry Lake at night, and then all our weekend programs. By the way, we'll take a break. We'll have the weather and then more Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. A little bit later.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join M-I-D-I. Drama-free-way.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College football final of all the scores. Big Ten, Minnesota at Ohio State. Buckeyes lead, but it's not a blowout. Ohio State favored by what, 27.5? If you keep track of that sort of thing, we'll have all the scores. Some local teams in the D2 and D3 playoffs. We'll have game reports for those later on. Right now, Tech Talk continues with Doug, and Doug, let's go back to that Cities One plumbing and heating talk and text line. What was the name of that cleaner for windows? And we get this all the time. Let's spell it out. Tell people where to get it. You can get it for free, but there is a pro version if you pay a little bit of money. Where do you find Prevazor?
Oh, that's right, just like it sounds. Privaz as in zebra, VAZER.com, Prevazor.com. And I would suggest this. If you get this thing and you get it installed and you run it and you like it, contribute a little bit of money and let's keep this project rolling. Now, for the cleaner, it's Z as in zebra, E as in evergreen, I, indigo, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, Zeiss. I think it's German. I'm not sure. But it's Zeiss lens cleaner. And I think they actually have it at Target and Walmart and Sam's. But the cheapest I found it, well, back 5 or 6 years ago was Amazon.com. But it's easy to find. It's very popular. I know professional photographers use it quite a bit. And I use it on all kinds of stuff. If you want something soft but yet still does a good job, it's excellent. It really is. It's just the best cleaner I've ever found.
Yeah, it's just, once again, on any of the monitors, electronic equipment, go easy. Well, you know, no harsh chemicals.
Right. It says right in the bottom of this bottle there, it says safe for all coated lenses. So that, and I think that's the key. When they put this coating on it, whatever it is, it's a variation of silk and chemicals and whatnot. But even glasses that are, they got the Ray-Ban ones where they actually change density when you go in the sun and when you go inside. They're very sensitive lenses. And I think that most optometrists hand something like this out with those glasses as well. But your equipment is far too expensive. And the worst thing in the world is to have, let's face it, that's what you're looking at is a screen. You get yourself a little dot on there, it'll drive you crazy. It's just not worth it. Just take your time and do it right. And absolutely, I really push this product. It's a great product. All right. And that's Zeiss.
All right. Once again, but go easy. Don't rub too hard, especially on some of these monitors. Even, you know, on that Chromebook sitting in front of me, you know, even if you press too hard on that screen, it'll leave a mark for a while. It'll eventually go away. Now, once again, this old Chromebook doesn't owe me a nickel. If it died tomorrow, I'm good. I got it cheap, and it's run for years. It's just insane what a deal this thing was. Let's get into something on our text line, and that is all-in-one computers. And I would assume they could mean a couple of things here. the all-in-ones that it can convert into a tablet, et cetera? That's what I'm assuming here.
No, they're actually talking about the desktops.
Okay.
And I've worked on a ton of them, and they're I like them. I think they make a lot of sense today. You've got a 27-inch monitor, but that's all there is. Other than that, there's a cable coming out that goes to a rather large power supply, usually 4 or 5 inches, 6 inches long by probably 3 inches deep, lays on the floor, and you plug that into the AC adapter. Almost all of them come with a wireless keyboard and mouse. To work on them, it takes a little bit longer to take them apart, but you can do it. And just make sure if you get one that it's got plenty of air movement and it runs cool. That's the key with these things. And don't be putting it in the sun. Of course, that's true with any computer. And just make sure that it's got lots and lots of air. But I like them. I think they're a space saver. Now, that said, a lot of the desktops that are coming out as minis today. 2 inches by 2 inches by 3 inches deep. Some of them are 6 by 6 by 1, but they're powerhouses. You're looking at a small little tiny machine that's similar to a full-blown server, 3 feet high and 9 inches wide and 18 inches deep. And these little computers, they just run circles around these things. Wonderful equipment. Just wonderful equipment. You have a lot of options today for equipment. But all-in-ones, I'm pretty sure they're talking about desktops.
Yeah, and that would be like an iMac. And there's been various versions of an iMac right now. Those are pretty much versions of all-in-ones where you take it out of the box and you set it on the desk and you plug it in and you're pretty much good to go.
That's right. And I think we're going to see more of that as we move forward as well. And I think that we're going to see more online work, which is going to put some strain on the internet. I think we need to keep up our whole backbone infrastructure and put some more money into that, into routers and tunnels and whatnot. We got to keep that baby rolling. At this point, in my mind, it's just as important as electricity, but I am biased.
It is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinehart is joining us. Another frequent topic is, if you have a slightly older machine, we talk about programs like Pervasor and how to keep it clean and so on and so forth and keep your machine cool. But you brought this upgrade up before, and that is if you have a mechanical hard drive and making the switch to a solid-state drive, that is a project. Maybe as it gets a little bit colder, we have less to do outside, etc. That might be a good project for someone to take on and rejuvenate that older machine.
Oh, it's like night and day. And there are many, in fact, I don't know of one anymore that won't do this, but almost every solid-state drive that you can buy, the company will provide you with a mirroring process where you can actually mirror what's on your drive unless you want a fresh install. But I suggest when you first get this thing started, just to mirror the drive and see if you can set up a dual boot with Linux. It makes all the difference in the world. I don't care what you have for a computer. Bare minimum, you are going to end up with a bare minimum of 4 times overall performance, input-output. It makes that big a difference. And the new SSD drives that actually use a PCI slot instead of the SATA cable, unbelievable the speed they're getting out of those. We're in a transition period for storage here. And you definitely get what you pay for here too. So if you're looking at two of them and, well, that one's like $50 more, same amount of storage, read and find out why. It very well could be worth that extra $50. Yeah, that's good advice, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, and a project that is doable.
Oh, sure.
If you take your time and so on and so forth, it is something that you can do at home if you take your time. But once again, when you get into something like that, you want to make sure you back up your data.
You bet. And I don't know how many people I've had call and say, well, what do I do? And I just send you a little list and do this and take your time. Big thing is, don't get excited. Your first install of a solid-state drive or Linux, I would not recommend that you do that on your everyday PC or production PC. Many people have 2 and 3 of them. Almost everybody I know today has got something laying in a closet somewhere that they've kind of deserted. And find that thing, pull it out. You should be able to buy memory at just dirt cheap prices. Hard drives are at all-time minimum, especially solid-state drives, $25 for a 256-gig drive? That's insane, isn't it? It's just lovely. This is a good time to be thinking about that. Plus, they make a great backup machine just in case your first-tier machine goes down or you have problems. I really think that everybody should do that. You'd be surprised, Steve, the number of people, especially seniors. Now they're starting to retire and they're playing around. They want to play around and get better with this. And they, within a day or so, they got this installed. What a wonderful thing this does for their self-confidence. I mean, if they can install an operating system from the ground up, and it's going to teach them an enormous amount. And it should be an enjoyable thing. Really should. That was good advice on your part, Stevie. Thank you so much.
By the way, you can get a hold of the program, Cities One Plumbing and Heating. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Davis. Davis, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello, Doug. How are you doing today?
I'm calling good, thank you.
I have a two-part question. One is about my PC. It seems to be working slow. It's Windows 10, and I've owned it for like probably 5 or 6 years now. In my old days, I used to have to scrub my drive once in a while when I got like some type of virus where my computer slows up, and it's doing it again where, like, when I click on a program or do something, it takes a long time for it to open, or once it's open, if I leave it and let it run for a little bit on its own without touching anything, it stalls out for like 30 to 45 seconds before it'll move again. And I'm thinking there's a virus in there. And I'd like to scrub the drive, but I don't want to go through all the trouble to reinstall all my programs.
My good man, you are a perfect candidate for Pervasor. Start there. You'll be glad you did.
Does it start with a P?
Yep, P as in Paul, R as in Randall, I as in Indigo, V as in Victory, A as in Apple. Did I get that right? Pervasor. Yeah. S-E-R.
Okay, and then I got one more quick question. My daughter has a cell phone. It's a Samsung S10, I think, or S something. It's a fairly new phone. It's like 2 years old. She had it repaired by somebody with a new screen, and then something happened to it where the thing only worked, where the screen was only half the screen. So she brought it back to them again, and somehow they broke it or did something where they said it must have a virus in it, which then we brought it to, like, the Geek Squad and another place, and they said phones don't usually get viruses like that where they won't start up. And I brought it to another place. They took it apart and said there's probably something wrong with it. Meanwhile, she has a bunch of valuable pictures on there that we want to get off there. And I was told you can unmount the memory chip off the phone and put it in some device, but that's pretty hard to do.
That's if you've got an SD. A lot of these phones, I've got a Samsung S21, probably what she has. And it's got an SD card. They're real small. That data you should be able to have access to. The other data.
All right. Why don't we move on? For the call and the comment on that. Doug, here's an excellent one. What about if you're in the market for a used, refurbished laptop? This is from John in Apple Valley. Where do you start there? Is there used equipment? Is it a good idea?
There is, and it is. I normally go right to Amazon, and in that search box, I put in Renewed, R-E-N-E-W-E-D. A lot of them come with full warranties. Tremendous savings on some of them. Well, that's like my refurb ViewSonic monitor, 32-inch monitor for $190. Well, it's just unheard of. And I love this monitor. I think I picked a winner here. I like refurbs. I know that Micro Center generally has open box and refurbs. eBay is just packed with them. Got to be cautious, a little bit more cautious on eBay. Amazon, though, because if you're a Prime member, if it doesn't work out, just drop it off at Kohl's or UPS or wherever, and it doesn't even cost you anything to return it. So that's really my go-to. Yeah, you're going to find a lot of refurbs out there, and they are very, very good deals. Just watch what you're buying. Make sure you pay attention. But I like dealing with somebody that's reputable. eBay, Amazon, and a lot of Amazon Renewed is coming right straight from the factory. Yep. You're buying an HP, you're getting it from HP, get it from Dell, get it from Apple. I've seen Apple notebooks that were half the price and they were 6 months old.
Well, and they have full warranty. We have bought Apple refurb, mm-hmm. we've bought Macs refurbed in the past and had very good luck. Locally, there's some great businesses locally, but there's a nonprofit called Repowered. It used to be mm-hmm. Tech Dump, and they have refurb used electronics for sale, and they're in Golden Valley in St. Paul, and you can go to their website, Repowered, and that is a nonprofit here in town, and they do good work. And you brought up eBay in the past, and a quick thought on eBay. The reputation of the seller is everything.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, have they done business? Who've they done business with? What kind of reviews are they getting? I think if you focus on that, you can get some good stuff on eBay. I bought some mics and some mixers, etc., for my side gig doing play-by-play. I've had really good luck on eBay.
So, yeah, me too. Yeah, and the big thing is when you're looking at that seller, and just because they got 100% positive doesn't mean all that much. If they got 100% positive and 10,000 transactions, now you got somebody. The big thing I see on eBay is if people get a bad reputation, they'll just start new. If you kind of keep an eye on that and you're aware of that, it's really pretty easy to pick out your honest guys. I just bought a video card from a gentleman in Iowa. Absolutely perfect. Saved me $400. You know, video cards, they're all high buck, and it looks like they're going to take another increase coming up. So it really just common sense and follow your gut and ask the people some questions via email or through eBay. eBay, I think, is a tremendous resource. I noticed that on Amazon, a lot of times the product isn't quite what you would expect, and there's a lot of pricing structures that's different. I think their prices are going up a little bit. I'm finding better deals on eBay lately. So just keep an eye on both of them. Keep them all honest and just purge forward.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more on Tech Talk with Doug in a moment. The number is 651-461-9226. It's the City's One Plumbing and Heating Talk text line here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Time very tight here at the end of the program. It is Tech Talk. And, Doug, before we go, we want to get your phone number and email out there on the program. What is your phone number and email? How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@WCCOTech.com. ADMIN at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, have a good one. Have a good Thanksgiving. We'll do it again in a week.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right, there it is. Tech Talk on a Saturday. And we have all the news, all the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll get a hockey update, all things hockey with Jess Myers. That is on the way. Following that news at 4 o'clock, the Wild get beat in a shootout in Sweden by Ottawa, believe it or not.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.